T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But let's talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Of course, tonight, his on-deck show at 5:30 gets you set for the Royals and Blue Jays, game 3 of this 4-game series. Are you going High Sox now, too? It seems like it's the thing to do out at the K.
When I'm at home, I'm always High Sox because I've now reached that age of New Balance and High Sox. But no.
Those are popular.
No. When I was younger, yeah, no, I was old school stirrups. Yeah, I love all of that. So I was all about it, but I also loved Matt Quatrero's response to Bob and Josh's line of questioning this morning about, you know, the superstition. And, you know, I just find Q so very interesting. I think he's a unique figure. For as much as everybody in the sport, and I mean everybody in the sport, preaches taking it pitch by pitch and day by day and game by game. A lot of people say it. It's very hard to live it. And Q is the personification of one day at a time, one game at a time, one pitch at a time. That's why when they bring up the High Sox to him earlier this morning, he says, you know, yeah, that's cute and all, but if we think our underwear or socks are the reason why we're winning and losing, we got issues.
Right. Well, so to that point, though, about living in like the present a little bit, you know, even last night in the bullpen decision, like, do you agree that in the past, maybe, and this isn't just with past Royals managers, but maybe just in all of baseball, where sometimes you're so worried about, oh, we can't overuse this guy to our bullpen because we're worried about what's going to happen on Friday in this upcoming series, versus they use MacArthur for 6 outs last night. Like, go win
Here's
the game
win.
Tonight.
Without question. Now, we hadn't seen MacArthur in almost a week, so the dude was fully rested. The coaching staff had been prepared, even in the Baltimore series, to use MacArthur for multiple innings. But to your point, doesn't this fall in line with everything this organization has done since December? The aggressive week in free agency, the aggression in spring training as far as Reagans, you're our guy. Marsh, you get the ball over Jordan Lyles in the rotation. You know, the aggressiveness as far as the trade acquisitions dating back to last season, being one of the first teams to make a move in acquiring Cole Reagans. The aggression with Bobby Witt Jr., making sure you get that done. The coaching staff has done it as well. Look at how they've utilized that bench. You know, they're pretty consistent. When it comes to that bottom third of the lineup, we're going to mix and match late in the game. So this just continues to fall in line with what has become a very proactive instead of reactive, a very aggressive organization in a market where you must be aggressive, right? For years it was, all right, let's just be patient. We believe in our guys and just give us some time. That's not what we're seeing for about a calendar year now. And it's certainly embraced by me. Sounds like you guys as well. And hopefully the fan base too.
Vern, was that the biggest win of the season for them? I went back and I'm like, boy, they lose that game 99 times out of 100 over the last 7 or 8 years. It's not a game you're supposed to win, but like the door got opened a little in the fifth and they kicked it in. Like other teams haven't done that as much since like the contending teams of 10 years ago. I felt like that was the most satisfying win of the year for me.
Yeah, satisfying. I like that. I can get with that. The biggest to me, because they've only played 24 games, to me the biggest is still number 3. You know, Brady Singer making sure that you don't lose 3 games in a
sure.
row early on in the season. But, yeah, last night was, Last night was one of those games that's going to allow this team to maintain through May. Last night was one of those 50-50 games. What's exciting about this team and what should bring people to the ballpark is the knowledge that this starting rotation is going to give you a chance to win more often than not. So far this season, I think they've given you a chance to win in 23 of the first 24 games, but 80% of the time, four out of every five games, I think you're going to be in it in the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. And of those four games that you're in it, you're probably going to run away with one of them, lose a heartbreaker in another, and then have two jump balls where someone's going to have to go take the victory. And that's exactly what happened last night. Yeah, Vladdy opened the door, but Isbell hustling down the line. Adam Frazier staying in a rundown to make sure Michael Massey gets in scoring position. Mikel Garcia with the single up the middle, and then Bobby Witt Jr. putting the cape on and driving in two. And then the bullpen. You know, the bullpen took it. So last night was one of those jump balls, and the Royals dove on the floor. The Royals were the tougher team. The Royals are the ones that went out there and took it. And yet, to go back to the point about Matt Cutrero being where your feet are and pitch by pitch, you got to do it again tonight and then tomorrow. And then you're going to face Tarek Skubal and a pretty good Detroit Tigers team. And then this Jays team again. And then a 500 team and the defending champion Rangers, and then a first place team in the Milwaukee Brewers. So look, it's still pretty choppy in the deep end. You're going to have to win a lot of games the way you did last night.
What about Salvador Perez? I always ask about him because I think his importance on he's this version of James Shields, right? I think it was JJ who said with us on Tuesday, nobody enjoys winning baseball games more than Salvador Perez. How the hell is he still doing this at 34 years old at catcher, Vern? Like, I mean, that's just rarefied air in its own right.
Right, but how long have we had a Hall of Fame discussion about Salvador Perez? This is why. To do what he's done at the catching position for the past decade is what has started the Hall of Fame conversation. And if it's going to continue, he needs to maintain this. Nobody's more aware of that than Salvador Perez. We've talked about it. Now, team goals are obviously number one. He's out there to win and bring Kansas City another championship. But, you know, when we were marveling at him last July, when it's 105 degrees, the team's a billion games below 500, and he's smiling, grinding, hustling, bringing the type of enthusiasm that a captain would, that's when it's, I can't believe what he's doing out there. The year before, 97 losses, and he's concussed, and he can only see out of one eye, and his knee hurts, and yet he continues to show up, and he continues to produce, and he continues to have a good attitude. That, to me, was amazing to watch. You guys, summer games, at afternoon games at August at Kauffman Stadium, when he could easily knock on the door and say, Skip, give me a day today. He doesn't do that. He fights when his name isn't in the lineup. No, he's a marvel. He's one of the three greatest catchers of the last 20 years, right? It's him, it's Yadi, it's Buster Posey. Three guys that right now, I think Posey's going to end up there. Yadi's certainly going to end up there. And if Salvi can put together another three, four seasons of catching and run into another 40-some home runs to reach 300, and then if he can top it off with a run to the postseason, I don't think there's any doubt about it that he'll find himself in Cooperstown.
Vern, do you have a solution with umpires in baseball other than, hey, let's go ahead and get that robot strike zone up here pretty quick after what happened, happens every day, I guess, in baseball, and then seeing the other day Aaron Boone getting tossed from a game because the didn't hear a fan. The video to go along with it was phenomenal, but it just speaks to the power trip a lot of these umps are on, man.
Yeah. Well, that's ego. Yeah. What can you do about ego and the lack of self-awareness? It's everywhere in society. So you move on from that. But to me, the solution is to adopt the challenge system that you see in the minor leagues. To me, that is beautiful. It's a lot like what you see in tennis, where, well, the way it works is each team has three challenges. If the pitcher immediately disagrees with the call, he taps his hat and they go to the big board, and just like they do in tennis, they immediately show the pitch, the strike, and whether or not it's in or out of the zone, and that's the decision. If a hitter doesn't like a call, he can tap his helmet, and same thing happens. You get three a game, so you have to be cautious in your eagerness to use them. I think that's the solution, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it implemented certainly within the next 5 years.
Last one for me, Vern, on the starting rotation, going back to them. What are your thoughts on the rotation now that they're not pitching against the White Sox? Like, I think there's an argument to be made that, like, look, we got a little carried away, not just because they were having success early on, but the White Sox are getting shut out of like 50% of their games. There was obviously a little bit of juice out of the starting rotation based off that.
Yeah, Cole Reagans has stood his own against Pablo Lopez, twice against Corbin Burnes.
For sure.
And, you know, we'll see what he does coming up tomorrow against Jose Berríos, but he's held it down in that role. If Brady Singer's your four, you know, this was a guy that some were wondering, can he be an ace just a year and a half ago? So I still like the makeup of this rotation. Again, and all I've really wanted from them is a chance to win more times than not. Give me the type of stability that we haven't seen, and this is something that I thought they were going to bring, the type of stability that we haven't seen since 2016. And, you know, if they can remain top half of the league, I think they're going to, you know, deliver the type of innings and give these young hitters the chance to experience, you know, June and July, a June and July in Kansas City like we haven't had since 2016 and 2017. And that's all we really wanted was let them taste what it can be like to play meaningful games in the summer and hopefully into the fall. And if you're doing that with the additional playoff spots now, who knows what can happen. If they can stay healthy, there's no reason for me to believe that this rotation won't give that, especially with the defense and the team speed, that it won't give those young hitters a chance to thrive in a much bigger stage.
All right, Vern, we'll be listening tonight. I gotta craft together a little winner for
let's go.
For a bet tonight on
you
the pregame show.
You need to keep up because Cody and Drew are on a heater.
I know it.
Man,
I think
man.
I can't lose a bet.
Like 3-for-3 or 4-for-4 out of the gate or something like that.
A combined 6-for-6,
yeah.
And they're up like 8 or 9 units. It's terrific.
Yeah, I got it. I got to come up with something pregame tonight. No pressure. All right, Vern, appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.